I'll do some discussing. I'll bring this one that I got up there with me. The one I've got is probably, it may be 4.5 inches long and, about 3.5 inches wide. I don't know if it's going to be rated high enough for that alternator, that, you know, 95 amp alternator I got. But, I think I've still got the paperwork on it here someplace, but, we'll dig around and see what it's like, because I want to get mine set up that way. I'm getting like your old blue Suburban. You got where you didn't drive it a whole lot, and it sat there, and every once in a while you might have to jump it off. So that would not be a bad thing to have two batteries in there with a switch, so you can jump yourself off if you need be.
Yeah, it comes in handy. I got another little gadget you might be interested in. It's a dual output battery charger. Puts out about four or five amps on each side, and the two outputs are split so that you had one charge. You can charge two batteries off of it, charge them separately. And I got it installed up here under the fender and hooked up to the batteries. You can leave it hooked up continuously. Don't have to disconnect it when you're not using it. It was designed for the boat maritime service. It's waterproof, and it works out pretty good. And then when you kind of drag the plug out somewhere where you can get to it without making it too obvious. And when you pull up in the backyard or in the garage or wherever, plug it in, over.
Real good deal, Ray. And I may have to look at that. Well, I will look at it next time I come up. While you were talking, I went over there and was digging through my little drawers. Found these two switches. One is, it's about almost 7/8 of an inch long, and the other one is a little bit longer than that. It's about 1 1/8.
They can probably be made to work, Gary. I'd have to look at them and see. I didn't measure these out here. But anyhow, I got to get those two power supplies working. You know, people talk, I used to talk to a couple of people when I was working. Everybody wanted to work the high frequency stuff. They ain't got that old dirty old power plant. I don't want to fool with that thing. It's just low grade stuff. What they don't seem to understand is that high frequency stuff ain't gonna work without that low grade stuff, over.
There you go, Ray. Any way you look at it. But I found these two switches. I'll get them up there to you in the next day or so. Either tomorrow or Friday. We may have some company coming in tomorrow. I don't know what time. Joy's talked to them yet or not, and see what time they may be here. If we're going to be here late in the afternoon, I may ride up there in the morning. If not, I'll ride up there sometime Friday, maybe.
Sounds good to me. The coffee pot will be hot.
We're about getting ready to go inside and get a cup of coffee here in a minute. Well, Joy just pulled a pound cake out of the oven about 2 hours ago, or a little more than that. And it's sitting there cooling, and so I'm going to have me a cup of coffee and a piece of pound cake when I get off the net.
Sounds good to me, Gary. It sure does. I'm apparently the last one you got on the right, you, because I was the last one I heard say you're going to stick around. But anyhow, good to talk to you. Sorry I missed you the last couple of weeks. And try to do a little better next time. You take care of yourself, and have yourself a good night. And I'm going to go in and get that coffee and let you go get your coffee for your pound cake. Have a good one, Gary. We look forward to seeing you, K4SUG.
Well, I appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it, as always. Have been missing you, but I understand that you told me one time that you were having some radio problems, and I didn't know what if it was a radio or power supply or what. But now we know a little bit more about that, so we won't be that concerned about the transceivers. At least I hope we don't have to worry about them. But get the power supplies all straightened out, and you'll be able to stay in there where it's a little warmer. I'd say it's probably not too terribly bad out there tonight. Of course, it's dropped in temperature. It's down to 42 degrees now. And so it's a little chilly, a little cooler than it was. But now I got one more rag chewer. Said he's going to stay around, so we'll see what happens after that. But Ray, you take care. Go in there and get your coffee, and we'll talk to you later. Enjoyed it as always there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On the stuff from Mr. Al, KI4MLN, down there in Malden. Al, what have you been up to today?
I finally got South Carolina to actually either turn me down for state aid or not turn it down. They actually turned me down, which I knew they were going to. They're a little bit rude about it, but that's okay. So it looks like no medical assistance at all. No, nothing. It's just fine. I'll just have to deal with it. It was rude to me. I felt bad. I yelled at the lady on the phone because I missed the phone call, because sometimes if I'm doing something, I can't crawl over stuff to get to it. And she hung up every time before I could get to it. So I called the call center up. They gave me a hard time. And I tried not to, but I lost it. So Saturday, I went with Daniel to get that agent out. And, Ray, I'll tell you, this is just nuts.
It sounds like your situation has not improved a whole lot. If it wasn't for bad news, you wouldn't have no news at all, would you?
It's not all bad. It's just that I don't mind going back to work, but people just kind of leave me alone. You know, I do have I don't know what kind of power supply Ray has, but I've got to go up that way Saturday to help Danny get the engine out. But if you don't have a switch, I probably got some. You know, I wish I had an antenna to try this transceiver on, make sure this transfer is. I'll be up Ray's on, or up by Ray's Saturday, up at Travelers Rest. I don't know if anyone's around. I need someone to check this transmitter, make sure it works on HF as well, so I can figure out if the transmitter's okay.
If you're going up to Ray's, I'm sure he wouldn't mind you hooking it up to one of his antennas and make sure it transmits, or hooking it up to a dummy load and make sure it's working.
I mean, I suppose I could. I'll have to get a cigarette adapter or something for power supply. I mean, I don't know if he's got power. I've got one supply here. I suppose I could have Daniel grab my supply and take it with me if his isn't fixed. I think that might be a program issue. I think the transmitter is okay, Gary, but I don't know.
I wouldn't have any way of finding out, Al, unless I could get down there. And like I was telling Ray, we're supposed to have company coming tomorrow. And I don't know if they're going to be here tomorrow or Friday or when they're coming. But if it wasn't for that, I might be able to get down there. But if not, maybe I can get down there one day next week.
Well, I mean, you and I can figure it out. I'll just try to. Now, I have an old Astron supply, too, that has a switch in it. I might be able to get it. We'll figure. I've got an extra power supply. As long as he doesn't run high power, I got a 15 amp supply. I have to readjust the adjustment. We tried moving the adjustment too far up. It's like a 15 or 20 amp supply. I've got an extra supply if he needs one.
Probably just the switches probably just went out on it. That's what he said he needed. So I would imagine he's already checked the power supplies out and found out that's what the problem was.
Those are lighted switches, and most people don't realize those switches have an hour rating, and they're designed to fail at a certain time. so they know how many hours are on the power supplies.
I've got three power supplies underneath my desk right here in front of me. Of course, they're powering one, two, three, four, five radios. But they got them little lighted switches, and two of them are blinking like crazy. They may be getting ready to go out. I don't know how.
So they do that, KJ4HYD. I want to find out if his call's ever been. I got to get information I can study for extra, because I want to find out if his call is still available, because I think as far as a vanity call, I think I would be the one that would be a good one to deal with if I could, because, you know, Kevin taught me a lot.
Available, he's listed as a silent key. Alan, you don't have to have an extra class license for his call, because that would not be a vanity call, so to speak. You'd just be changing your call sign over to that one. Vanity calls like a 2x2 or a 1x2 or a 2x1.
Did he ever get his extra?
Who was that?
KJ4HYD.
No, well, I think he did, but I can't be certain. I looked his call up the other night, or the other day, when we were talking about it, and it's still there. But I don't remember what it said that his class was.
I mean, if we get a DVD with the questions, I'd like to get his call. I'll go for next anyway, because I need to do it anyway. I think he did, but I don't know.
I said I'll do a little more checking on that and let you know.
You know, Kevin really taught me a lot. I owe Kevin a lot because he gave me a crash course in vacuum tubes. And let me tell you, when I worked with Kevin, he slammed. I mean, I never seen anyone work on as many projects at once as Kevin did.
And he loved them fire bottles, didn't he?
He could work on both. But, you know, tubes are the way to go. When you really think about it, for a final output stage, there's nothing better.
A big old tube, it was something 500. I don't remember what it was. But I carried it over and gave it to him. And, boy, his eyes lit up. You thought he was a kid at Christmas time. Gave it to him before a club meeting one night. That's been several years ago, because he's been gone quite a while now.
Years, right? Between Mike's call and Kevin, but you know, I learned a lot from Kevin, and I'll tell you something. He had a chief engineer job for me lined up.
Get that?
He's on the way to get you there. Did you apply for a sound engineer at the ORD over there one time? And it's how you ever qualify for the job. They said, you know, you're not going to get up. They wouldn't hire me. Which he was right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think about it. You know, if you're going to make $10 an hour, you got to go out there at 3 o'clock in the morning, get a driver, you know, get someone to. If I was married and had a wife, it wouldn't be so bad, because she could go out with me, you know what I mean? She could drive.
Oh, man. I ain't gonna get into that, Al. I don't know about carrying your wife to work with you like that, but anyway, my wife carried me to work a bunch of times, but she never went to work with me, so I guess that's the reason we're still together.
She could go out, watch the game, do what she wanted to do, or whatever it was, and I could work by myself, but I don't know, it's hard, you know, but you know, the thing is, Greenville Tech turned me down flat for a tech job, and they only paid, they turned me down for that blind, they just hung up on me, and I said, that's all right, you know, but you know what, I'm not disappointed about this, really, because I'm going to get a few things done before I'm gone, and you know, maybe 2-3 years, you know, I might be working otherwise, but maybe not. And you know what? At the end of the day, I think it's really cool because at least I'm willing to go for it. Yeah. Pound cake, huh? I'm going to finish my drink. I might make myself some coffee myself.
Anyway, you be careful over there with the stove and the coffee pot now. You don't need no more burnt fingers.
Okay, my sister says, why is it, are you always messing with hot water when you're having a drink? I said, because it caused my nerve. I already got getting burnt that one.
It don't hurt quite so bad, does it?
Funny, a friend of mine was talking, him and his wife were talking. He says, what are you talking about? You know, I've never crashed a car because of drinking, which I think is pretty funny. I mean, I had drinks and almost wrecked a couple, but not because of drinking, just because doing 100 miles an hour doing something stupid. But I asked my friend Pat Pryor, I said, did you ever do it? Oh, yeah. He goes, my wife got mad, too. I said, what did you do? He goes, I was doing 90 miles an hour, didn't have my seatbelt on, spun the car, hit the guardrails, flipped upside down. He flipped it upside down. He held himself in the seat, he got burnt from the wreck, hit the guardrail of a tree, went 5 feet off the ground. I said, how'd you drink? I go, well, I got bruised up and hurt my shoulder and burnt my head. I started, oh, God, Gary, I started laughing so hard. I said, that's all that happened?
With you, Al, that's all that happened. Goodness gracious, they could have been out of the car 100 or something. Oh, mate, I'm glad you wasn't in the car with him when he did that.
My wife was mad at me. I said, I can't understand why.
Why should be mad?
Oh, man. I feel like I should go back. I thought that was pretty funny. You know, a girl told me one time, she had her textbook. She says, I bought her a drink one night. She says, you know what, Al? I realized one thing. She goes, the only thing you know how to do is drink square and work on cars. I said, yeah, but I'm good at all three. You know what she told me? You're going to laugh. You know what she said? It's a good thing you can't see. I said, why is that? She goes, you know how many wrecks you would have caused your kids or dogs you would have killed? And about it, Gary, I couldn't argue with it. I'll let you go with that. I thought that was pretty funny.
My life is hard. I got tears running down my face. I got to give me something to dry my face off with. You take care. Have a good evening. Stay warm, stay dry, and don't fall down them steps. That's a long way to roll.
Locked it shut. I learned that a long time ago. Shut the door when you're messing around. Yeah, really clear. I think it'd be pretty funny. I'll catch you later.
Be good and take care. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
OS, KM4SMK with a question. Yep. Information, you were talking about a HF radio, 20 watts for $100. I caught the tail end of that. I didn't really hear all of it.
It was a UKITS TJ5A that works 80, 40, 20, and 15 meters. Puts out 20 watts. For $100, you got the microphone and the power cord and all that stuff. Jacob, KM4GKD, has that listed. And you can reach him at via email at KM4GKD, as Kilo Mike 4, Golf Kilo Delta, at gmail.com. Or you can reach him via phone at 864-504-1020. Copy.
Appreciate that.
You take care. Do you have any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I think that about wraps it up for this evening. Matt, WG4MC, Mr. Matt over there in western Greenville County will be calling the net tomorrow night. So come back and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. Let's see here. W4DJW. Dave, you ready for a net report?
KI4DOS, W4DJW, ready to copy.
Dave, copy my routine number 9, Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for February 26th, 2020, from my station to yours. I had 52 check-ins and 3 pieces of traffic. I'll copy, over.
I copy your message number 9 for 26 February 2020, 52 check-ins and 3 pieces of traffic. W4DJW back to KI4DOS.
I started to call the repeater, but I would have to use a different radio because my you have to tell me how to program my radio to do what we want it to do. But it doesn't have a pound sign on it anywhere. I noticed that when I got home, or when I was looking at it earlier tonight, so I had to do it the other way with the other radio. But we'll get that all worked out in the near future. Anyway, Dave, you have a great evening. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Excuse me, folks. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks out there in Radio Land that checked in with us tonight, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.